you said the 6,000 be put in for Vietnam, we're going to take out after Vietnam. That they, I don't think these guys understood it.
Yeah.
And we can.
There's tensions in the area.
That because it took a whole night to get the phrase "this tensions" in, because they said undoubtedly somebody will interpret it Vietnam, and we can't do that.
Right.
And if you wanted to cut it down a little bit, just to give it more thrust, but on substance, I think you hit exactly the right note. But the note we have to strike is that this is a major country with great dedication and a formidable country. And the way Bill is going on about this being a listless, weak, slave society compared to which Taiwan is a good country, if that is the line state is going to put out, we are absolutely dead domestically, because why do we bother with such slaves?
Bill is putting it out for...
And B, Peking can't take that.
You know, he never can bring himself to...
Not one word about you.
Build up the president. He didn't say a goddamn... You know, I built him up by saying, by giving an excuse why he wasn't at the Mao meeting, for example. And I thought I might as well...
Oh, it was well done.
And I, and also about his meetings, they were the shit. And then, of course, and then saying, but boy, the foreign minister took on me on hard, and I came back at him hard. What a terribly self-serving shit.
And not one goddamn word about what you did.
Was it? Well, I'm going to, with the cabinet, I wondered if the reason that I went on longer than I normally would is that one thing you better realize, Henry, that Bill's going to realize, they're there to hear me, and they got to say that the president reported.
Oh, no, I understand. I don't want to talk at all.
No, what I mean is, well, hell, Bill went on for a half hour. I was trying to get you on, but I didn't. When he went through that first time, I didn't know what in the name of Christ he was talking about.
But to speak of a listless society, of Taiwan as a bustling country, of this being a dull that the people are drab, it's a different society from ours. It's, they have their own motivation. They couldn't behave in such unity unless they had high motivation.
Listless that they are, and you see those young people, that sports palace, by God, they're a hell of a people.
Moreover, Mr. President, leaving everything aside, what's the president doing for 7 days in a listless slave country that doesn't amount to much? The only way we can make this meaningful is to say this is a tremendous country, totally different from ours, hostile to ours, as you said it, which for the sake of the peace in the world, the president achieved a tremendous coup in establishing a dialogue. Pissing on them pisses on the whole enterprise. In addition to ruining our relationship, this is what worries me. You hit exactly the right note. The only point I ever said to the minor Vietnam thing.
Yeah.
But you said this is the most impressive man you've met in the world.
Hey, that's what they want to hear from me, the man.
Oh, no.
But what the grand was the matter with Bill? Why did he come? I'll tell you the generation that I thought about this man. He was any sophisticated congressman or senator there. For Christ's sakes, all of us that have been to communist countries know that, you know, that the usual difference between East Berlin and West Berlin, between Hungary and Austria.
And it depresses them.
God damn it, the hell, we all know that.
Then I also thought what he said about the foreign reaction. Quite good.
Oh.
Fairly good.
Yeah. What is he trying to do?
Now, with Ellen sitting there, he's saying Moscow's reaction. When the New York Times says the Moscow reaction was good, why does he have to say it isn't good? With Allender sitting right there.
Boy, he's saying the foreign reaction. What the Christ, what do you think he's trying to do? Or is he just getting a little tired?
He is pissing on it in his own way.
It's a bad performance.
And he's pushing himself.
You asked me to find out why he wasn't at the Mao meeting, and I did.
That was.
I'm not going to do it. Screw it.
That part of it doesn't bother me, but we have.
You know, but it shows you what the hell he's thinking of. That's the only thing he asked me to do is to if you point out why I wasn't at the Mao meeting and point out that my meetings were important.
But how?
Well, for Christ's sakes, what more can you do? I couldn't believe it. But that then when he went into that schoolboyish business, this I covered. I did it the last night. I just said, look, they're dedicated. And let's be dedicated. God damn it to hell.
said it's your story.
Of that sort of thing.
And you make the
point. I want you to make more points. And let me say in the cabinet, you ought to say a little something about me. I'm inclined to think Bill is going to.
Well, you asked me to not to do it.
No, but I think I frankly thought Bill was going to see.
Sure. I was
going to. I thought it was better for him to do it. But I think you ought to say that I didn't get in the idea that this was the most you've watched. This is probably never two men better prepared.
I wanted to say it,
and so forth. And that's one of the things I'd like for you to get across to your press briefing.
I thought you had specifically told me not to do that yesterday.
I did tell you because I thought Bill was going to,
because otherwise
he was talking on the plane about it. But Bill is acting in a goddamn strange way. I couldn't see your face, but I sat there.
I nearly died.
I sat there and. Utter amazing.
I nearly died.
What the hell did he say?
On the far end.
He came on to Taiwan.
Quite
Goldwater, of course, came up and said, I think you did a good job after, so he was all right. But basically, on Taiwan, we said all we need to say.
Yeah.
And I think we just got too many dumb people.
To say the foreign reaction is quite good. Now, goddammit, what does it kill him to say the foreign reaction is excellent? Far surpassing anything we imagined. Japanese reaction, very positive. Soviet reaction, as you gentlemen can see in the New York Times, very restrained. Why does he have to say the Soviets are the troops? This will just drive Ellender up the wall.
I think what it is he did not get to play in this tournament. He's just dying because of that. But the leaders love being here, don't they?
Oh, the leaders.
They eat up anything, as you say, they eat up any morsel.
It was a great thing. They all feel very warmly.
Scott the Mansfield, of course, you're just on air.
And I think your presentation was on the right level. You were talking.
Yeah.
But we don't help ourselves by running down the Chinese. We can say that. No, Bill.
I ran him up.
No, you ran him up, and that's
yes.
the right thing to do.
Look here. We've always been running down the Russians now. We've always been running down the Russians. But I know the Russians are tough and strong. And there are no formidable aspects.
But to say this is a slave society, we...
Yeah, and lethargy and all that. Why do you say it?
They are terribly slow in cleaning the streets of snow. How the hell did you know? You couldn't have seen it.
Like the WPA. I just couldn't believe it.
No, I was
worse. Thing is, I heard that someone said, like the Bronx Zoo, like the Bronx Atkins on, those are controlled.
Like the Bronx Zoo, that's right.
My God, he said that. I almost choked as I thought, well, they'll take it. He's got a voice like that. You want to be careful, like the Bronx Zoo.
Well, like the Bronx Zoo had a comparison to Taiwan, it's just.
Well, when he said Taiwan, of course it's here. And so is Singapore, so is Hong Kong.
Yeah, but we can't say it.
But, Henry, the point is that, first of all, it's schoolboys because everybody knows it's true. They know that there is that comparison. But second, the point is it's so terribly stupid diplomatically. What in the name of God is he trying to come back here and run them down? What's he trying to do?
But
he proved that he's a hardliner. What is he trying to do? Let me ask you, what the crap is he trying to do, Henry?
Well, first he's trying to prove he's a hardliner. You see, it's not his nature to say Henry worked out the communique. I haven't said it.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said Henry worked out the communique with the deputy minister, so that's a nice way for him
to get off of it.
To get off of it.
All right, second.
Second, he
never said a word about the president.
What her feature is.
He could have said something gracious about Mrs. Nixon's performance, for example, or...
These people, leaving aside now, first of all, I think it's a historical event.
Yeah.
But more important than that, on the ground of strict self-interest of this administration, we, by pissing on the Chinese, we're pissing on ourselves. Because why are you doing it? Because it's a tremendous thing to do, not because it's a nothing. Why should you waste a week of your time that way? And cut it down a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm not speaking. I'm not feeling about finance, man. Yeah. Now that you, and then you take a lot of time. You take a lot of time.
Well, I had wanted to say, for example, I didn't want to say it was with Mao, but I was going to move that quote to the Cho meeting where you said you don't know me, therefore you can't touch me. And I'll mention it at this meeting and move it. I'll say it was at the first meeting with Cho, you began that way. And
I didn't try. You noticed how I said you noticed this other incredible thing that Bill said, that what they really want from us
is technology.
Is technology and trade. He said they're worried about Russia and Japan, but their principal reason for this meeting is to get along with us. Oh. If he thinks that, is that a sticky brown line?
Well,
that's pure bullshit.
What worries me?
Now, I don't want him to say their principal reason is because of Russia and the rest, but he shouldn't say something that is totally wrong. I think he believes it.
Well, what worries me is what he's going to say. When he goes before congressional committees and what his goddamn department is going to say now, when they yak around the press.
The Bronx do the thing, though. Oh, did you miss that, didn't you, the Bronx?
I was so horrified.
I wrote it down.
No, I was so horrified. I think the Bronx Zoo is cheap.
Well, it'll get out. That's the point. See, it sums it all up.
The Taiwan comparison.
Well, it makes them look like animals.
It's unbelievable.
It's like the old British attitude toward them, or like the zoo.
Well, if it gets out, we have to disavow it. I tell you, Mr. President, if this stuff gets out, we have shot a year's policy. I was really beside myself.
Why don't we send a message to them if it's not paying attention to it?
Well, it's hard to tell a country not to pay attention to the Secretary of State.
Well, I think it's time we do it.
Well, let